The first stanza of this song kind of sums it all up, does it not? Love lifted me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. I guess that we're going through some of the most difficult times since other than a major war. I wasn't aware of what many of you went through, or many of our mothers and dads and granddads and grandmoms went through in World War I or II. But it had to be a terrible time. I don't know that there's ever been a time that's just brought the world to its knees like this event has. And we, in many cases, don't know exactly what to say or to do or what to say, other than that we can put our trust in the God of heaven who created this world and this universe and allowed us to be brought into it. But not only that, gave us a hope that the majority of the world doesn't even comprehend. And that is the hope of eternal life. Maybe when all of this is over, people would be in a better frame of mind to listen to what the Word of God has to say. Maybe they'll be willing to listen with patience and try to learn how love truly lifts people like you and I to a different plane and a higher plane. We need to continue to pray. Pray hard and desperately, not only for our research doctors, the nurses, the physicians that are treating patients, but pray for the Lord's body. Because I don't know that they'll come out the way they went into this. One of the things that we've observed over the years in preaching and teaching and being in leadership roles, that there's always a small core that are really that solid foundation that the church local can depend on. I remember my uncle, when I started preaching in the early 80s, served as an elder in the Lord's body some close to 40 years. And we were sitting in his little living room one time, and he said, "Steve, do you really realize that in most congregations, the retirement age people are more faithful in their giving, more faithful in their faithfulness to the services, are more dedicated than the other group that makes up the body from the teenagers to the Middle Ages?" And I've noticed over the years, when people miss, maybe they go on vacation, maybe they're sick, don't know that we've ever seen an event like what we're facing now, but the majority of the people who go on vacation and miss or are sick never make up their contribution. Now you notice, I'm afraid that you're going to see a lot of larger congregations that will make the choice because of necessity to salvage the building or the preacher, because they're going to have to. You just stop and think. In most congregations, you've got a pulpit minister and you've got a children's youth minister, and some places you've got even a preacher to take care of us old folks and find us something to do. You see what I mean? It's a whole lot harder to get someone back in the pew once they stay out a month and a half or 2 months than you ever imagined. And even if you get the majority of them back, you're going to lose that contribution for a month and a half. So we really need to be mindful and concerned about what the Lord's body is going through, and pray that we'll come out on the other side stronger, not weaker, more evangelistic minded, not less, and hopefully people will be in a better frame of mind to realize, you know, we thought we had all the answers, but we now see that we don't. Maybe. Just maybe. By being humble and prayerful and faithful, whether we're at home worshiping or here like we are tonight. Let's pray. Not only for the body here, but for the church as a whole, all over the world. Because this is, as we said, it has no borders, no counties, no states, no countries. It's a scary thing. And hopefully that we can continue to teach and preach and become stronger more than weaker. We're so thankful for each one of you that's here this evening, the dedication that you have for serving Jehovah God. Let's pray for those that are not able to be with us. Pray that they'll continue to be faithful, serve Jehovah God, get over the sicknesses that they're going through. You know, there are people that desperately need to be away from everybody. I mean, they need to, be in isolated areas, because this is a dangerous, dangerous enemy that we are facing. If there's anyone that needs a prayer,